Hello, boys and girls. This is your old pal, Stinky Whistleteeth. This is a song about a whale. No! This is a song about being happy.
It was just a joke, but in parts of the Pacific where the ocean is creeping closer, they're not finding it particularly funny. Yesterday, as the Prime Minister Tony Abbott and his Immigration Minister Peter Dutton waited for a meeting to finish, a microphone picked up their conversation. The audio quality isn't particularly good, but Mr. Dutton can be heard saying the meeting was running late to what he called Cape York time. The Prime Minister chuckles and replies,
Yeah, I tell you, we had a bit of that up in Port Moresby.
He's just returned from a meeting of Pacific Island leaders in Papua New Guinea, where the issue of climate change was discussed. Mr. Dutton then quips, Time doesn't mean anything when you're about to have water lapping at your door, and both men laughed.
That's right. It's the happy, happy, joy, joy song.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
I think it's a small cabal of prominent international banks that are driving this, and they've already admitted that they're seeking to gain trillions of dollars in trading carbon dioxide paper credits.
I don't think you're happy enough. That's right. I'll teach you to be happy. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Now, boys and girls, let's try it again.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy.
The coalition won and Labour lost. The reason Bill Shorten lost the election is because the Australian people ultimately decided that they could not trust him with their money.
Bill Shorten is very caring and very much in touch, and Bill Shorten every single day is promoting our national economic plan for jobs and growth, which is of course exactly what Australia needs, given the continued global economic headwinds.
Will he be stronger in this term of parliament than in the last? Will Bill Shorten step up to the plate on budget repair in this parliament, or will he continue to be like a jelly on that plate? The wibble-wobble, wibble-wobble jelly on a plate. First opposing, then supporting, then not knowing what to do.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
Trouble, frankly, with the approach of The Guardian and the ABC has been to trivialise the very serious issues by trying to promote the 2100 reports as somehow all of those being serious when they're not. Many of those reports relate to corporal punishment by children by their own parents. They report about some minor assaults by detainees on detainees, refugees on refugees.
If and you ain't the granddaddy of all liars.
They won't be numerate or literate in their own language, let alone English. These people would be taking Australian jobs, there's no question about that.
The little critters of nature, they don't know that they're ugly.
Abolishing the policy of multiculturalism will save billions of dollars and allow those from ethnic backgrounds to join mainstream Australia. Paving the way to a strong, united country. Immigration must be halted in the short term so that our dull queues are not added to by, in many cases, unskilled migrants not fluent in the English language.
That's very funny. A fly marrying a bumblebee. I told you I'd shoot, but you didn't believe me. Why didn't you believe me?
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy.